We are learning Maseches Hayriyos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Ein bezdin chayovim ad sheyeru b'davar shezadayne karas v'shegros echatas. This halacha, that when bezdin makes a psak legabe a certain avera, and there was a mistake, and Klai Yisrael does that avera as well, Reva Klai Yisrael, if you want, the Yama, or whole Shevet according to Rabbi Yudah, you bring up a harem davar shotzivra. What type of avera? It has to be avera that the mezid is a karas and the shoygig is a chatas. And then in the case where Bezdin makes a psak on that, you bring a par helm dov shel tzibur. V'cheina Mashiach, the same thing goes for a par koyin HaMashiach, which is brought by a koyin gadol, is dafka by a aveira that the mezid is karas and the shoygig is chatas. For example, the example I keep on giving is chelev or dam, example like that. A nido would be another example, which is chayiv karas and shoygig is chatas. So there, if Bezdin makes a psak, or Kohen Mashiach makes a psak on that, and does the Aveira, the halach is that you bring the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur by a Tzibur, and Kohen Mashiach means a Par Kohen Mashiach. The same thing goes by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the halach is that the Tzibur does Avodah Zarah with a psak of Bezdin, the Tzibur brings a Par Le'oilon Sa'ir Lechatos. But there also has to be Dafka, the parts of Avodah Zarah that are Chayiv Karas B'mezid, and Chatos B'shoigig, coming to exclude, let's say, Megafef Umenashek, the Avodah Zarah, when it's not a Derech. So that's it's a lav, but it's not a Issacharis. V'loi v'chav machi yoyru al davar shezoyne karis shugaz chatas. It's, but v'chav mosu, you're not chayiv, the power of a sawyer, unless you made a psak on something that's karis, and amazed it is karis, and shoigig is chatas. So I'll think about Manala. How do we know this halacha that the par helm of Shachibra is dafka by something that's mazed karas and shoygis chatas? Maybe it's any avera that Bezdin makes a psak on, and Klaiso goes ahead and follows the psak. Maybe bring a carbon par helm of Shachibra for any type of avera. How do you know dafka something that's chayiv a chatas, something that's a karas and chatas? So we don't have any time with the braisa. So we're going to go through all different parishes, and that will automatically teach us par helm of Shachibra. So Rabbi Yamineme Khan Aleha, Venema Lahalon Aleha. It says in the parasha, Parhelm Dovah Shel Tzibur, it says, Anoida Chatos Ashechotu Aleha, Vekriva Hakol Parben Bakal Chatos, Vevi Oisef Ne'el Meiz. It says in the parasha of Parhelm Dovah Shel Tzibur, it says Aleha. And it says also Aleha by Ve'isha El Achoisa, Loisikach Lutura Legalis Ervosa Aleha Bechayeha. It also says that you're not allowed to marry a wife and a sister. You're not letting a wife, two sisters, you're not letting marry. It says there, Aleha also, Ma'ala Halon, just like over there, Dovah Shazur, Doinah Karas, Shukar Zachatas, just like there, it's Chayiv Karas for the Mazid. And Shogif Rechatas, Afkam, by Param Dovah Shazur, Dovah Shazur, Doinah Karas, Shukar Zachatas. He learns that Aleha, Aleha, from Arayas. So that's good. That's Khan Tzibur. We know Tzibur now, that Tzibur, Param Dovah Shazur, is only Chayiv for something that's Zedoinah Karas. And Shugos Echadas. How do you know Mashiach Menal? Mashiach says, "Chem Mashiach, Henu Mashiach." So the Gemara says, "Last Masam that when we make a hekish, that Parkay Mashiach is like Ash Masam. So Om needs Mezid Karas Shugachadas here also. Harei Mashiach Kitzibur. How do you know Nasi? Nasi Alach is a Melech. When he does Avera, he brings a Sayer. How do we know it's Dafka by Dovash Dana Karas Bashikas Khatas? Yaf mitzvah is mitzvah. Ksiv Abinasi Vasa Achas Mekom Mitzvah Hashem. Viksiv Tzibur, it says also Vasu Achas Mekom Mitzvah. So it says mitzvah is mitzvah. Mat Tzibur Dovash Dana Karas Bashikas Khatas. Afnasi Dovash Dana Karas Bashikas Khatas. You learn out from Tzibur. Now, how about Yachid? How do you know when the Torah says that Yachid brings a Karban Khatas? How do you know what's a Karban Khatas for? Maybe someone took Lashon Hara, brings the Karma Chatas. How do you know he doesn't bring the Karma Chatas? Chatas Yachid, how do you know? Amakra, the Pasuk says, it's in the parasha, in parasha Vayikra. Parasha Vayikra has the Par Kar Mashiach, Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, and it also says Ashenosi Yechta. After that, it says Ve'im Nefesh, which is talking about the Yachid, the Chatas of a Yachid, Chatas of a regular citizen. It says, Vim Nefesh Achas, Tachta Vashkogo, Ma'am Oret, Vasoysa Achas Vasar Hashem, Ashloysa Son of Hashem, it's Vikra Dal, Chav Zayin, it's the fourth parasha of that parak, and it says Vim, the Vav, the Yimot Tachta Melier, learn out from the parasha before that, which is what? Which is the parasha of Nasi. Just like by Nasi, it's learned out through Exer Shava, that it's Dafka Dovash Zedoinoi Karis Shigar Zechata. Same thing by Evi Karmachatas, Karmachatas only Chayiv on something that's Chayiv Bemezid Karis. So that's all. That's the drashas according to Rebbe. So it starts off with leha, and then you ashma sa'am for Mashiach, nasi mitzvahs mitzvahs, and karmi yachid with the extra vav. Now, Bavai Zohar also was saying that you have to have something which is done in Karis. Lafuke, like we said, Megafi from an Ashek, and it's only a lav. How do we know? So, tomorrow is Chavim and all, and tomorrow is the Raisa. Lafish Yotza, Avai Zchavim, Lidon Ba'atzma. Now, our Taich, if we were learning more about Rashi, you would say that if Zchavim is different because it has different carbon, it brings a power and a sar. So you would think it's different. So we might make a drasha. Rashi actually says, "Taiches l'fisha yotza over zchavim." Rashi taiches the hocha ksiv v'chisishku v'loy sasu v'loy ksiv hocha karas. So Rashi learned a little bit different. Rashi learning doesn't mean yotza. I'm saying Rashi is learning. It says it doesn't say anywhere that you have to be chayav karas to get bring his carbon. So how do we know? Like it's more like a pshuta. Like how do we know that it's talking about karas? You could have learned to. A little different, like Lefish Yotza, like Rashi is Mefarish Lefish Yotza before, and Dav Zayin Obeis, Rashi Mefarish. Lefish Yotza is Chavim Mechlal Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur, Lid Ma'atzmoy, so how do you know? But in any case, when one wants to know, how do you know by Avodah Zarah that it also has to be Dover Shel Zidon Nekaros? Yachi Yuchi Yom Ha'filah Dover Shein Zidon Nekaros, V'shigur Tchatos Namakan Me'inei. It says over here in the parasha of Avodah Zarah, it says, "V'hoyo me'inei denesos al shkago v'nem al halon me'inei," and it says also by the parm dov shel tzibur me'inei v'm kol das shol yishkuvenelam dov me'inei akol. So we darshim me'inei me'inei ma'al halon dov shel nikaros yuchatos. Why we learned that from Aleha Afkan dov shel nikaros yuchatos? Here also by Avodah Zarah has to be something that's made the karas and shoyges chatos. So Ashkan Tzibur, we find the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, Yochid, and Nasi and Mashiach, which all have the same halacha of Avodah Zarah, they all bring a Se'ira, a Nekeva goat, they all bring for Avodah Zarah. They're all the same. A Tzibur, Yochid, Nasi and Mashiach are the same. How do we know there it's Dafka Dovah Shazudon HaKaris, Menal HaMakra, V'im Nefesh Achas, in the parasha of Shalach, where it talks about the parasha of Avodah Zarah. So first comes the Tzibur, then afterwards it says, V'im Nefesh Achas, Techata, B'shkogah v'kuvayz v'nshnasa, so it says vav, and we learn out, v'yilmet tachtem and elyon. So that is the drashas, according to Rebbe, who says aleha aleha. All starts with aleha aleha, and then everything follows after that, all the drashas. So that's good according to Rebbe, because Rebbe has this extra word aleha. The problem is that the Rabbanon in Masechtas Yevamos, famously, darshins aleha with something else. If you use a law of Gzeres Shavah like Rebbe, everything's gevaldik. El Rabbanon, the Mafki law leh arayis v'tzorois. Rabbanon use the drasha of aleha to tell us that there's no yibum or chalitza by a erva. You learn from this pasuk. There's no even, you don't have to do chalitza even. It's mafkia the whole din erva. And obviously, Gemara in Yevamos asks, "What do you mean?" It's so anyway. Gemara says, "Maybe I say dechalo sasa." I in the whole sugya, nice few blat in Yevamos that comes from this Gemara. But in any case, they use aleha to teach us there's no din of yibum and chalitza when it comes to a erva. So how do we know that we have all these things? Dafka b'davash zon ikaros. The whole limud was aleha aleha. He doesn't have aleha aleha. Honik man mapigol aleha gerushog demar elar ban mapigol aleha rayis v'sara is davash zon ikaros v'kachas menalan hayz. He knows all these drashas. And for the Gemara nafgilu, he learns it after the following drasha. May the master lay Rabbi Shuv and Levi Librei. Rabbi Shuv Levi taught his son like this. The starting point, before the starting point was Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, where it says Aleha. Now we're going to have a starting point is in the parasha of Avodah Zarah. It says in the parasha of Avodah Zarah, at the end of the parasha of Avodah Zarah starts off with the parasha of a Tzibur in parasha Shlach, we're talking about, then it talks about the carbon of the Yachid. And it ends off like this. Ha'ezrach b'v'nei Yisrael, v'la'gera gar b'soicham, means the regular Yid and the ger, Torah achas yilechem lo yisav shkogo. It'll be one Torah for them. V'anefesh ashtasa v'yad roma m'nei Ezrach, u'mnei ger, es Hashem u'megadet, v'nikosho anefesh hu m'kerav amo. And the pasuk ends off that someone does have amazing v'chayiv karos. That's the parasha of, at the end of the parasha of Avodah Zarah. So we see that obviously the parasha is talking about something that's chayv amazing karos, says Mefurish. Then it says also in that parasha, Torah achas yilachem. Huksha kol tar kula v'yizchavim. Ma v'yizchavim shechayav ma'azadayne karos. V'ashigaz chatos, because this is going by the yachid. So So the Yoch is only chayav achatas by Verizara, only if it's a karas, first in the pasuk. And he says, Tara achas, avkan, shechayov mazin a karas, shechayov achatas. So I'm saying every other yachid, every other carbon chatas of a yachid, always has to be davar shezayin akaris. Because you learn now from the word Torah Achas teach us that everything is similar to avodah zarah. So Ashkhan yachid nasi mashiach bein bavis chomim shar mitzvahs. Since this parasha of avodah zarah is talking about the yachid, the nasi, and the mashiach, so we can learn out from there that even shar mitzvahs, which mashiach and nasi are different. But they have a din that has, it's only by Avera that has amazed karos. But Tzibur Mnolan, how do you know Tzibur? Let's say Tzibur by Avodah Zarah. Tzibur Mnolan, and the Tzibur by everything really. Yalef Elyoin Mitachtan. You learn out Elyoin Mitachtan, which means here you learn out the parasha before this Yachid, which is parasha by Tzibur, you learn out from the Yachid. The parasha first is Tzibur. And you learn out Mitachtan from the Vav Achibur. Just like there is Davash Dere Karz Vichatos, Sai by Vichom, Sai Vishar Mitzvahs, that's in the second parasha, because it's Torah Achas. The same thing will be by Tzibur, it also will be Sai by Vichom, Sai Vishar Mitzvahs will have a halacha that it's the only Chayiv, only it's Davash Dere Karz. That's the Joshua. It's beautiful, very easy, very Gishmak Gemara. Now, we have over here Torah Achas. According to Rebbe, you don't need Torah Achas because Rebbe has the whole drasha of Aleha, and that feeds into all the drashas that teach you has to be Davos Zedon Akaris. What's Torah Achas teach you guys according to Rebbe? Rebbe, hi, Dibshu Relevi, my Ovidlei, what does he do with the extra drasha of Torah Achas? My Ovidlei, what does he do with it? Mapa, we'll use it out for what the following Bryce says. The Bryce is like this. Now, until now, we were always talking about something called a tzibur, which one man diyama holds means roiv klai yisrael, another man diyama holds means roiv of a shevet. But there's another idea called a rabbin. A rabbin means like 100 people. The halacha is that if 100 people of one city they do avodah zarah, if 100 people of one city do avodah zarah, they call the ir and adachas, and they have different halachas. If it's a rabbin who does avodah zarah, for example, 100 people besayif, and also all the money has to be destroyed and burnt. Yechidim, but if a single person does avodah zarah, beskila, he gets skila, which is more chamer, but on the other hand, minim palat, his money gets saved. So you see, there's a new idea called a rabbin. Now, what's the halacha if a rabbin does avodah zarah b'shoigig? Do they have their own carbon? Yochel nachloi kana seya, maybe they should have a different carbon because the maisa, they are different than a regular yochid, because you see, there's a sayif and there's minim avad. And Rashi says, there's all the different sources. Rashi says, the chihechi the choluk tziba miyachidim, the carbon tziba rizchavim, loidomishim karm yachid. How can I make what we're saying? Lahava choluk, the rubim should also be different. Just like you find, even by avodah zarah, by a tziba, the tziba is different than the yachid. Maybe also the rabbim should be different. And also he finds different by iran adachas. So maybe you should have a different carbon. So according to Rebbe, he uses Torah Achas to teach us that a rabbim, 100 people, for example, do have a zara b'shoigig, they bring the same chatas as the yachid, and they don't have a new din chatas. And the Gemara is going to ask right away here, what would be the new chatas that you would think it should be chat? Because we're saying that maybe it would be different, the rabbim would be different, the 100 people would be different. What do you think they would get? What should they bring? It's only because the Torah says Torah Achas teaches drasha. Different din. My nicey. What should it bring? Let's try analyze this. Nicey parat zibur. You think you thought maybe 100 people do avodah zarah should bring a parat zibur, but shar mitzvahs with the nicey. That's for shar mitzvahs, not for avodah zarah. Shar mitzvahs with the nicey. And Rashi says, ain't zibur nasi yaradachas klal. So the parat zibur doesn't belong for them. Nicey parat loyel of shal chatos zibur is chavon the nicey. Again, that has to do with the zibur, and zibur doesn't have an ir adachas. Nicey seir nasi b'shar mitzvahs the nicey. Nasi sa'ir, let her bring a sor, a zachar, a goat. Nasi b'shar mitzvahs the nicey. The nasi brings a b'shar mitzvahs. It's not the carbon of a ir adachas. Nicey seir b'le bring a seir yachanami anukabane. So when you ask that the rabbim who do avodah zarah, which is 100 people doing avodah zarah, they should bring a different carbon. Which carbon are you referring to? So I'll tell you like this. Itzrich. Sagra Ramino, Tzibra Maisi, Par, Lo Oilo, Vesor, Lechatos. And Hani, the Rabbim, the 100 people, should bring the opposite. Nicey Seer, Nicey Par, says that brings over there. And Hani, Nicey Ipcha, Par, Lechatos, Sor, Oilo. Should bring Par, Lechatos, the opposite. Inami, Tzorach, Lechatos, Tzorach, Lechatos. Or maybe there wouldn't be a carbon for them. They're different. They're 100. They get different. They get Saif. So maybe there wouldn't be a carbon at all. Kamashwan Tarachas, that they bring this carbon. So the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Mias, and everyone's masking, Kiksiva Hani Kroiv is Chavim Kiksivi. The parasha that we're talking about in Parasha Shlach is talking about Vayazar. That was klar, and that wasn't any Shaila. That was no discussion that those Kabanas are referring to Vayazar. And the Shaila is, where do you see that anyway in the parasha? Read those parasha Shlach. Unless you learned Rashi, you would have no idea that it's talking about Avodah Zarah. So Shaila is, where do you see there that we're talking about Avodah Zarah? Where in the parasha there do you see talking about Avodah Zarah? The parasha starts off, it says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, it says, V'chisishku v'lo yisasu, it's Perek Tezvav, Apostolchav Beis. V'chisishku v'lo yisasu, it's called Mitzvah Se'ela, Shadiv Hashem El Moshe. It's called Shetziva Hashem Aleichem B'yam Moshe V'yam Shetziva Hashem V'hol Derzechem V'hol Yemein Eid Nesses of Shkaga V'also called the Par B'mokach La'oila L'rei Rechoyach M'chaz V'nizkoyach K'mishpat series of Echelechatos. It says one word about Avizor? No, not one word about Avizor. And even in the Nefesh Achas, it says the Nefesh Achas Takta V'shkaga V'kiva Eiz Bashnos L'chatos. No remez of Avizor. So how in the world would everyone know that we're talking about Avizor over here? So Bishlam, the second parasha, which we darshan from before, it said, "Va'nefesh asher tasev yad roma mina ezroch mina geres Hashem u'megadim nuchsu nefeshim u'karavamo." It says, "Kidvar Hashem bozo v'smitzvosa heifar." So there, kidvar Hashem bozo. What's dvar Hashem? Dvar Hashem is the only dvar Hashem we heard from Hashem directly. It was anoich Hashem u'kech v'lo yilcha. So there you hear it's avodah zarah. But the first parasha, for sure, there's no remez of avodah zarah there. How do you know it's avodah zarah here? My mashma, where do you see that in the pesukim? Amar Rava, v'tam Rav Shimon Levi, v'amar lo kadi. Amar Kro, the pasuk starts off v'chisishku v'leisasu eis kol mitzvah seila. It says when you do a mistake and you don't do all the mitzvahs. Now, how is it possible not to do all the mitzvahs at once? Eizu mitzvah shishkula kuchah mitzvahs. That's very zara. So we know it's very zara because it says it's called mitzvela. So we know since what's compared to all the mitzvahs, that is very zara. Zokta, that's one drasha. That's the drasha of, that's the first drasha. So the Rabbi Tano, I'm a crow, Pasuk says, different drasha. It says, Ashadibar Hashem El Moshe. And then it says also in the next Pasuk, which mitzvah was b'dibur shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu and also by Moshe? B'tziva de Moshe. Because you have Hakadosh Baruch Hu said anoichiv lo yilcha, and we heard from Moshe lo yishtachav el achar. We heard it from Moshe also. So which mitzvah do you hear from Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe? That's avodah zarah. Here it says Ashadiba Hashem el Moshe, and it says Ashadiba Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe. So both things, we see one is Dibra Hashem, and one is Tziva Hashem Aleichem B'yad Moshe. So what is that? That's Avodah Zarah. That's the second way we know. And the Gemara explains, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Anoich Leilcha P'yagvura Shemanu, we heard Anoich Leilcha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. The third way that we know it's one of Avodah Zarah, the Rabbi Shmuel, Tana, the Pasuk says, the top on base now, L'mina Yema Tziva Hashem V'halol Deres Eichem. That when Hashem started mitzvah you, behold, there is Eichem. Ezu mitzvah she never mitchila. Which mitzvah was said first? Havayim ezu aveischam. It's avodah zarah because anoichi. So here it says when Hashem was started mitzvah you went on. So which mitzvah is that? That's the mitzvah of avodah zarah. Break the Gemara of Amamar. Esem mitzvah she started mitzvah tomorrow. Klai Yisrael 10 mitzvahs tomorrow. And what are the 10 mitzvahs? 10 mitzvahs are the Shev mitzvah in Dayach. And the Mashal brings down, the other three are Dinim, Shabbos, Kivut of Eim, or another Girsa in Rashi Chumash, she says, is Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. Besides the Shabbos, Mitzvah, those are the 10. But you have 10 mitzvahs, B'mara, before Anoich Hashem. So it can't be a good Rasha. Now, Tosis asks, why don't we say better, that, you know, there's Mila in the Pasuk, there's Shvichas Domim in Parash Noyach, there's Gila Arayas. Well, why don't we say that? Tosis says, they were in Yisrael, they're B'nai Noyach. The first mitzvah Klai Yisrael got was an Eichiv. The Mor says, no, they were Klai Yisrael already in Mara. And in Mara, they already got 10 mitzvahs. So it can't be, and the Mor reads the Pasuk, Ella, that can't be the drosh minayim and shiyah shalom is not the raya. And machvar tekashim mekara, the other three pshatim that we said, we know talking about Zohar. Either because it's kol mitzvah Hashem, or because it says asher dibar Hashem el Moshe, and those two droshes, we know that it's talking about the. We know it's talking about the Avodah Zarah. That's the way we know it's from those two drashas and not this third drasha, because third drasha is slugged off because it was not the first mitzvah, because we had the 10 mitzvahs in Marah.